No, I had no idea what I wanted to do when I got to college. Absolutely none. I think I had written in my application that I was interested in international relations because I, you know, love traveling and was interested in other countries and how different countries differ and in what ways they're the same. But once I actually got to college, it took me a while to settle down. My first major was Russian history and literature. I liked the idea of history and literature because those were both subjects that interested me, and kind of the interplay between the two sounded interesting. But the deeper I got into it, I started asking myself, do I want to spend my life in libraries, or do I want to spend my life out in the world more? And I switched over to, I took a class with Jerry Kagan and got very excited about developmental psychology. And at that point, Harvard didn't have a normal psychology department. There was a program in social relations, and that's where developmental psychology was, an interdisciplinary program.
Yeah.
And I thought that sounded pretty great for me because it included parts of anthropology, you know, the parts of anthropology that I was kind of most interested in, these different
yeah.
cultures and what they're like and how they differ and how they're the same.
Do you remember that course with Kagan? I mean, what was that experience?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that course with Kagan, yes. I ended up doing an honors thesis that, you know, research that came out of that class. But over the course of that semester, I took his class, and I also, it was divided into, there were sections, and
yeah.
the section leader was doing research on attachment in infants, and I got very interested in that, and I ended up doing an honors thesis, partly with him and partly with Jerry and other people under working with Jerry on children's attachment to their fathers, which
yeah.
Was only beginning to be studied at that point. So, yeah, that was my first foray into psychology.